Blog Talk Radio. Your host,
And I am going to say good evening to everyone. I hope that today's lesson finds you in good health and you have prosperity and you're happy. I wish the best for you all. I do not wish anything bad anyone right now. I sometimes do whenever I feel that someone may be laughing at me, and that's often so. And I laugh with you, too. I want you to find 2 Kings chapter 5. That's where I will start reading today's lesson. It says 1 Kings chapter 12, but I have read that maybe 3 weeks ago. And I'm trying to read as much as I can before my Father in heaven calls me home. And I don't know when that will be, but I know it's going to be one day. And I want you all to know as much as I know. And you probably said that's not much. But I laugh at that too. So what if it's not much? Let me start reading to you from 2 Kings Testament of the Bible. And I want you to read along with me. And if you read it faster than I do, that's fine. But I want you to read 2 Kings chapter 5 and, if possible, chapter 6. Let's get started with what we're supposed to do. Well, I am supposed to read to you, sheep. And I call you all, sheep. I'm happy to call you all that I am very Father spoke to me, and I actually heard him talk to me. I didn't know that it's in the book of Numbers. I think it's Numbers 12 and verse 5 or 6. You know, you all can find it. Oh, maybe I will find it. I'm just turning around, thumbing through my book. I am going to stop that. And I am going to read Kings chapter 5. You all can look up Numbers 12 and chapter 6 later to find out if I am correct, as well as I will check that out too. Remember, in this month, sheep, we have a feast day is coming up. Our feast day is September the 19th, and that's the blowing of trumpets. Also, it's called Rosh Hashanah. Blew those days, the trumpets, to celebrate or rejoice in the marching out of Egypt. It's a shofar that we are to blow. That's spelled S-H-O-F-A-R, the shofar. It's like a trumpet, but it's called a shofar. We celebrate the day in rejoicing marked by the blowing of the horns. So that's coming up September the 19th. Now, in October, we don't celebrate the man-made holiday. And Halloween is a man-made holiday. So you should get out of celebrating that. We are getting ready to go home. And I'm trying to get you ready. And I remember in the Bible somewhere, I think it was the New Testament, John, the 14th chapter in the 15th verse, where it says, if you love the Lord, keep his commandments. Now, many of you may not know his commandments. And if I have an opportunity today, after I finish reading chapter 5, if I finish it, I will read to you as much of the Ten Commandments that I know of. Our Father, we have more than commandment. For instance, women are not supposed to wear that what a man wears, nor a man supposed to wear what a woman wears. Now, and that's not in the Ten Commandments. In the book of Leviticus, you'll find a lot of other things that we are to do, as well as the Ten Commandments, but those are the main things that we should do. Our Father, a roadmap for us to get into heaven. And if you can read very fast, I have read this Bible twice and don't remember all the things that I should. Maybe you will remember those things of the Bible. But nonetheless, let's get to reading 2 Kings chapter 5. Now, Naaman, the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor. You know, valor means he was peerless, strong, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel, a little maiden, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, so she told Naaman's wife, which God my father were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him for his leprosy. Let me turn back to verse 3. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were not with the prophets that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And he went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus, and the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Samaria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 600 pieces of gold and 10 changes of garments, so 10 changes of clothes. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now, when this letter is come into thee, behold, that means see, I have therefore sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, and thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter that he sent, that he rent his clothes, and rent means to tear his clothes, and said, "Am I of God to kill and to make alive? That man doeth sin unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, see how he seeketh a quarrel unto me." And it was so, when Elijah, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, and he sent king saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elijah. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again unto thee, and thou shalt be clean." And Naaman was wroth. So Naaman was angry. He got angry with that saying, and went away. And behold, I thought he would surely come out and see me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hands over the place and recover the leper. I can't really see with this glasses, but I am doing the best I can. Are not Abana the harper, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and said and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee do something great things, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather than when he said to thee, 'Wash and be clean'?" Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh unto the flesh of a child, and he was clean. So it was good that he, even though he was angry, he obeyed and did go to Jordan River and wash himself, and he became clean. Verse 15, and he returned to the man of God and said, "Of his company came and stood before him. He said, 'Behold, now that I know that there is no God in all the earth, but in Israel.'" That's true for him believing in my Father in heaven. "Now, therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant." But he said, "As the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will not receive none." Excuse me, I read that wrong. Let's read verse 16 again. "But he said, 'As the Lord liveth, by whom I stand, I will receive none.' And I urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, 'Shall there be not, then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant two mules burdened of thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offerings nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord.'" And this thing, verse 18, "And this thing the Lord pardoned the servant, that when my master goes into the house of Ramon to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself unto the house of Ramon," that spell R-I-M-M-O-N, "when I bow down myself in the house of Ramon, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing." And he said unto him, "Go in peace." So he departed from him a little ways. But Gehazi, that's spelled G-E-H-I-H-A-V-I. Let me spell that again for you, see. G-E-H-A-Z-I, the servant of Elijah, the man of God, said, "Behold, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, is not receiving at his hand that which he brought, but as to the Lord, but as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and somewhat of him." Let me read verse 20 again so I can understand it for myself and you sheep can understand it for yourself. "Behazi, the servant of Elijah, the man of God, said, 'Behold, my master has spared Naaman, his Syrian, in not receiving at his hand that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him.' So Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from said, it is well. And he said, 'It is well. My master has sent me, saying, Behold, even now there become to me from Mount Ephraim two men of the same Let me read verse 22 over again. I lose my space. Bear with me, sis. And I'll pray that my Father. And he said, it's all is well. My master has sent me things. Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophet. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garment. And Naaman said, be content, take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garment, and said unto them, to him his servants, and they bare them before him. And he said, he came to the tower to see. Verse 24, let me read that again. See, again, when he came to the tower, he took them from their hands and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elijah said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servants went no whither. And he said unto him, when not my heart with thee? Then he turned again from his chariot to meet thee. Is time no more money to receive garments and olive oils and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leper therefore, let me read verse 27, and that will end the reading of verse chapter 5. The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper, as white as snow. So let's read verse chapter number 6. And the son of the prophet said unto Elijah, behold now, at that place where we dwell with thee into the straits for us, pray. For us, go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take hence every man a beam, and let us make a place there. Answered, go ye. And one said, we cannot, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. And he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down wood, but as one has fallen a beam. The axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." And the men of God said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and iron did swim. "Therefore," said he, "taketh it up to thee." And he took his hand and took it. And then the king of Syria mourned against Israel and took counsel with his servant, saying, "And as much as a place shall be my camp." And the man of God went unto the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that thou pass not place, but thither the Syrians are come down." And the king of Israel went up to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. For the heart of the king of Syria was so troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elijah the prophet Israel, telling the king of Israel, telling the." Let me read verse 12 again. And one of the servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elijah the prophet that is in Israel, telling the king of Israel the words that he speaketh in thy bedchambers." And he said, "I may send and fetch him." And he came, and it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in dot 10, that's spelled D-O-T-H-A-N. Therefore, he sent thee thither horses and chariots, and they came by night and compassed the city apart." And when the servants of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a horse compassed the city both with horses and chariots. His servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, how well do we do?" And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elijah prayed and said, "I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see." And the Lord opened his eyes, of the young men, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elijah. And when they came down to him, Elijah prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness, and he smote well, let me read verse 18 again. And when they came down to him, Elijah prayed unto the Lord and said, smite the people, I pray thee, blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elijah. And Elijah said unto them, if this is not the way, neither is the city, follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria, and it came to pass when they were to Samaria that Elijah said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elijah, when he saw them, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite? And he answered, thou shalt not smite them. Wouldst thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with the sword and with the bow? Set bread and water before them that they may eat and drink to thy master, and be prepared great provision for them. Verse 23. Let me read it again for you. And he prepared great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drank, he sent them away and took, and they went to their master. So the bands of the Syrian came no more unto the land of Israel. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. And they 25 again. I have, I will read a few more verses after that and finish up. And you all will finish up this reading and then read chapter 7 for our next meeting on Tuesday. Let me read chapter, verse 25 again. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, the seeds took it until an ass head was sold for 40 pieces of silver and 4 parts of a cat and doves dung for 5 pieces of silver. Israel was passed upon the law. Let me read verse 26 again. And as the king of Israel was passed by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto them, saying, "Help, my lord, O king." And he said, "If the Lord do not help, when shall I help thee? Out of the bondstore, out of the wine press?" And I am going to stop right here at verse 28. Right now, I am about to say a closing word of prayer and then follow up with some things that I should have said earlier. Father, thank you. You lost me. We are proud and rejoicing that you have found us and told us who we are and are proving it. You're sending your army. I'm appreciative that you are going to whoop butt. Thank you for your protection from the evil one and his followers. Thank you for those unknown spotted spaceships that are coming. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name. Excuse me, for heaven. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. As in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. And the next time she will be this Tuesday at 10 a.m., bringing to you the words of our Father in heaven. Hopefully, we will learn more about what is going on in the world. Have you heard about problems that these other countries are having and that our country is not telling us? It's a shame that we have to listen to other news from across the world, but they are bringing it, and our news people are not. Stay prayed up in the Lord, and I will stay prayed up. I'm waiting and watching for him to come back. He's coming back soon, shepherd sheep. So don't be afraid. Just honor him and be glad when he comes back. He's coming back. Remember, sheep, God loves you, and so do I, but he loves you more. He's talking to you next time.